This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The Pasuk gives the Mishkan a new name. Eleh Fekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan Ho'edos, the Mishkan of Testimony. What was the testimony of the Mishkan? The Mishkan is not a witness. What kind of testimony does the Mishkan give? Says Rashi, the Mishkan gives Edos that Hashem forgave us for the sin of the Egel. Think about it. The entire purpose of the Mishkan is being articulated, that why do we have this building? Why do we have this holy spot? Why do we have a place that the Shekhinah resides? Why do we have all these kelim and appurtenances to give testimony that God forgave us for the Egel? Why is that so important to testify that Hashem forgave us for the Egel? Is the fact that we're forgiven for the Egel so fundamental and so important that we need to have this big building that testifies to the whole world that Hashem forgave us? That's the whole purpose of the Mishkan? Wouldn't it be better to say the Mishkan of the Shekhinah, the Mishkan of Karbanos, the Mishkan of Devekos to Hashem? Why? That's the whole purpose of the Mishkan? These four parshiyos, Truma, Tetzaveh, Vayaka, Pekudei, the whole purpose of it is to testify that God forgave us for the Egel? Says the Sefer Yisoid Yisrael of Rabbi Binyamin Luban, from here we see how important it is for a person not to get down on himself, not to feel that he's a Rasha, not to feel that he's a sinner in the eyes of Hashem, like it says in Pirkei Avos, Al tihi Rasha b'fnei atzmecha. Don't think of yourself as a Rasha. If you think of yourself as a bad person, as an evil person, as someone who's a sinner, someone who Hashem has not forgiven, someone who the Ribbono Shel Olam considers dirty, you'll have no motivation to serve Hashem. You wake up in the morning, you'll say, well, what do I need to do this for? Anyway, God doesn't want me, He doesn't like me. The first step in Avodas Hashem, the foundation of Avodas Hashem, is don't worry, you sinned, you do tshuva, and Hashem forgives you, and He loves you, and He wants you, and it's like you never did an Avera. This is the most important message to Klal Yisrael. Yes, you sinned with the Egel, but the Ribbono Shel Olam got past it. He's beyond it. He loves you like you never sinned. Yes, the Mishkan was a place for bringing karbanos. Yes, the Mishkan was a place of Asheras HaShechinah. But the main objective of the Mishkan is so that we feel about ourselves that we were atoned for the Chet HaEgel, and now we are propelled, we're motivated, we're inspired to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wishing everyone a great Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.